Questions 31 to 35. Look at the questions. Now you will hear the second talk.
Listen to a professional talking about his job.
Good evening, Ted, and thank you for inviting me to your show to talk about my job. I know some of your listeners might get the goosebumps hearing I'm a crocodile wrangler, but others might be intrigued. My extraordinary curiosity with wild animals started at a young age, and I soon became comfortable with wildlife, including deadly snakes and crocodiles. And before becoming a crocodile wrangler, I spent time as a horse wrangler and oil rig worker, which means I have what it takes for the job. I'm now situated in southern Florida, where there's still a small remnant population of saltwater crocodiles, and work with the reptiles, which have gone from endangered species to nuisance. This is because their numbers have grown out of proportion, and as towns spread further into crocodile habitats, there's escalating concern that attacks on humans might become more and more likely. So my job is to keep the crocs away from the residents and manage the population. I'm not sent out to kill the reptiles, but relocate them by harvesting crocodile eggs, implementing in this way a humane method of population control. With the help of my egg collecting team, Mick the Professor Lee, Craig Kelly, and his trusty pilot Brandon Taylor, I descend onto the most dangerous of all places in croc territory, the mother croc's nest, and collect eggs by slinging directly onto croc nests from a helicopter. We work closely with scientists, wildlife management authorities, indigenous elders, and cattle station owners to ensure a win-win situation for both the animals as well as the humans that need our help.
Now, you'll hear the second talk again.
Listen to a professional talking about his job.
Good evening, Ted, and thank you for inviting me to your show to talk about my job. I know some of your listeners might get the goosebumps hearing I'm a crocodile wrangler, but others might be intrigued. My extraordinary curiosity with wild animals started at a young age, and I soon became comfortable with wildlife, including deadly snakes and crocodiles. And before becoming a crocodile wrangler, I spent time as a horse wrangler and oil rig worker, which means I have what it takes for the job. I'm now situated in southern Florida, where there's still a small remnant population of saltwater crocodiles, and work with the reptiles, which have gone from endangered species to nuisance. This is because their numbers have grown out of proportion, and as towns spread further into crocodile habitats, there's escalating concern that attacks on humans might become more and more likely. So my job is to keep the crocs away from the residents and manage the population. I'm not sent out to kill the reptiles, but relocate them by harvesting crocodile eggs, implementing in this way a humane method of population control. With the help of my egg collecting team, Mick the Professor Lee, Craig Kelly, and his trusty pilot Brandon Taylor, I descend onto the most dangerous of all places in croc territory, the mother croc's nest, and collect eggs by slinging directly onto croc nests from a helicopter. We work closely with scientists, wildlife management authorities, indigenous elders, and cattle station owners to ensure a win-win situation for both the animals as well as the humans that need our help.
Question 31.
What does the speaker mean when he says,
"Some of your listeners might get the goosebumps"?
Question 32.
Why does the speaker refer to his past jobs?
Question 33. What is true about saltwater crocodiles in southern Florida? Question 34.
What does harvesting crocodile eggs aim at?
Question 35.
Why does a speaker work closely with scientists and other specialists?